Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of midnight travail. Want to pause for a few moments, of course. We take the first few minutes of the call to receive prayer requests or praise reports, or even for those listeners who are part of our call to share any information they feel led to share. So I am about to release the lines in the event that there is someone that wants to share a prayer request, that just wants to share what's on their heart and on their mind concerning some spiritual insights that they may have. Again, we thank you so much for meeting us tonight on our Midnight Travail call, a time of intercession for breakthrough and breakout and divine release. Amen. So at this moment, if there is anyone who is on the call that has a prayer request, we want to take a moment now to receive your prayer request or any comment that you may want to share.
Okay, yeah. My name is Sister Claire Dern. I thank God for you, Elder Belinda. I came to the Family and Friends Day over at the church with you, and I've been dealing with the situation for about 6 months, and I had a breakthrough to come through for me an apartment, and I didn't have to pay nail penny for the deposit. I didn't have to pay nail penny for the rent. And just since I've been connected with you and fellowship with you and staying connected in prayer, God have opened so many doors. And I just trust God today to continue being in prayer and intercessor with you all.
Amen. To God be the glory. What a praise report. Amen.
Yes,
thank God for the victory in your life. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. We are celebrating with you, woman of God. Amen. 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He will do those things that seem impossible.
Yes.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I love him for his kindness towards us. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Amen. Are there any other prayer requests or praise reports at this time? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We do want to just prepare your hearts tonight as we prepare to go before the throne of grace tonight. Want to just have those of you that are listening in tonight to just, as you are coming into agreement with us tonight, we want to definitely look at what we are dealing with in this particular time as a nation of people. We want to look at our world today. Where are we exactly? What's really happening in our government? What's happening in our communities? What's happening with our families? Where are we as a people? So that we can make sure that we are directing our prayer in such a way. And so I want to, for a few moments, just share with you a scripture on tonight. And again, we're still going to give just a couple of moments for others to join us before I start to read that scripture and just share with you regarding that word on the night. So we'll give a few more moments. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thank God. Like I said, we came over to the church, and Minister Diane Jenkins, she prayed over my granddaughter, and my eyes still changed to my granddaughter, and she have been blessed. She go to Kemp KAC school, and she's in the ninth grade, and I got a call saying that I don't have to pay for nothing for sports for her as long as she in that school. And God so good.
My God.
All the time. It's when you pray it and you give it to him and you let it go, I'm just seeing him manifesting me and my granddaughter, my family life. And it's just a blessing today, you know, that I stay in the word and stay connected with the right people.
Amen. Amen. Bless God, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And, you know, sometimes people just really don't know where God has brought us from, Jesus. And we remember the journey as you started with us, even in prayer and some of the places, and just to hear your testimony tonight on how God has opened that door for a place to live. My heart is full of joy. My God. Look at God.
I'm not even working. And God has just been providing for me and my granddaughter. He's just been making a way. He takes care of me. He supplies all of my needs. How you want to hear your praise report tonight? Okay, baby. God, he's just awesome. He's awesome.
Amen. Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for it. I'm going to go ahead and just begin to share this scripture, and then we're going to go ahead and move forward and pray in a few moments. I'm going to try not to keep you long at all tonight. I'm going to share with you the word of the Lord and the gospel according to Matthew chapter 24. That's Matthew chapter 24, and I am reading the NIV version. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, and we'll start. I want to find the best place to start. I think I'll start at verse 9. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. The love of most will grow old, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in the winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world unto now, and never be equal again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be short. At that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, there he is out in the wilderness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible, even in the east, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the stress of those days, the sun will be darkened. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as it twigs, gets tender, and it leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you will know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. The heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day of the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at the hour when you do not expect him. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So far, the scripture. And so I have read for you the gospel according to Matthew, beginning at verse 9, ending at verse 44, a relevant verse for a relevant time. I encourage those of you that are listening in tonight to make sure that you are studying the word, digesting the word, reading the word, so that you will have an impartation of scripture on the inside of you, for we are indeed in a critical time in history. We are in a critical time in our lives, and so we want to make sure that we are keeping ourselves abreast and keeping our spirit man alert and sober to the time, so that we can watch and pray, so that we will not just be like the Bible says, it is a wicked generation that seeketh the sign, but none shall be given except for the sign of the time of Noah. And so we understand the time of Jonah, forgive me. And so we must make sure that as believers, that we are paying attention to the time, so that we would have, even as the scripture says, the spirit of Issachar, the spirit of the sons of Issachar, for they were discerning, they knew the seasons and the times. We must be alert and sober, for we serve a God who is not reactive. He is proactive. He is the God, even as he said in the scripture, for I've already told you about these things before they happen. I'm telling you what's going to happen before it happens, so that it will not catch you unaware, so that you will not be one who is taken by surprise, so you will not be deceived by the false prophets. You won't be deceived by the false miracles. You won't be the one that will be getting ready. You won't be the ones that will be caught up in the eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. You will not be a part of that, because I've already spoken to your spirit, and I've given you an indication of the signs of the time, so that you can be alert and sober. And so thank God that we serve that kind of God that keeps us abreast, that does not want us to be reactive people, but that we are already in place and in position to be discerning enough to know what the will of the Lord is. And so tonight we're going to prepare to open up our prayer tonight with our hearts ready. Thank you, Lord. We are ready to receive what God has to say to us in the spirit of prayer as the spirit of intercession goes forth. For I do believe that there is a chain-breaking anointing that will be released on this line tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, that there will be a sound that would split the air, hallelujah, of our enemy, and that there will be a sound tonight on this line that's going to trample out and defeat the spirits that dare to rise itself against us. I want to do a check tonight to see if our intercessors are on the line, if they are ready and prepared to go before the throne of grace tonight. Do we have Lisa on the line, and do we have Sharon on the line?
Yes.
Okay. This is Lisa. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. I know that Sharon is coming in from an event, and so we're going to go ahead and move forward tonight, and we are going to ask the intercessors to stay between 10 and 15 minutes, so we won't labor the hour long. And again, we'll ask in time past what we want to do to make sure that we don't break the flow of intercession is we won't ask you so much to have to close it out. We will just mute your call in between that 10 to 15 minute time mark. We want you to be mindful of where you are at that time, amen, so that you can help to kind of pattern yourself or make sure that we are all in sync and on one accord. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask Lisa to go ahead and open us up tonight. Thank you, Lord. We are ready,
hallelujah.
Lisa, go ahead.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you on tonight. Father, we exalt you and we reverence you, God, because you are our Lord and you are our Savior and you are our Redeemer, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this time of intercession, God. We thank you that this time has been set apart, God, that we may come boldly to your throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. Oh, Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. We just thank you because you are our God and we're your people. We're the sheep of your pasture. Father, we thank you. We are coming together, oh, God, on tonight with one mind, on one accord, oh, God. And we are, oh, God, seeking your face, oh, God. We are seeking you while you may be found. We are calling upon you while we are yet near, oh, God. Father, we thank you for the word, God, that you have deposited in our spirit man on tonight, oh, God. Father, we want to be able to discern the signs, oh God. We want to be able to discern the times, oh God. And we want to be able to discern the seasons that we're in, oh God. We ask that you cause our ears to be attentive, oh God. We ask that you cause us to be alert in the spirit, oh God. Father, we ask that you cause us to walk circumspectly, oh God, that we are watching and praying, oh God, that we are alert and we are attentive, oh God. Father, we ask that you renew our minds on tonight, oh God. Father, we ask that you clear out all the clutter, all the debris, oh God. Oh, God, that's been imparted in our mind this day, oh, God. We ask that you wash our minds now with the blood of Jesus, oh, God. Father, we ask, oh, God, that you take out every impure thought, oh, God. We ask that you take out every unholy thought, oh, God. Father, we bring our minds submissive to your mind on tonight. We bring our mind in subjection to your mind on tonight. We bring our mind into the will of the Lord on tonight, oh, God, that we may receive, oh, God. Father, we are coming to your throne of grace, oh, God, because we know at the throne of grace that there's mercy, oh God. We know that at the throne of grace, oh God, there's even more grace, oh God. And Father, we need mercy on tonight, God. We need mercy and we're pleading for mercy, oh God. We are crying out for mercy. We are crying out for your grace. We're crying out that the hand of the Lord may be upon us on tonight, oh God. We are crying out, oh God, that the hand of the Lord will rest heavy upon us, oh God. We are crying out tonight, oh God, because we want to seek you, oh God. We're inquiring of you, oh God. We ask that you open up our ears that we may hear what you're saying in this season, oh God. Father, we ask him that you open up our hearts, oh God, that we may receive your word, oh God, that you'll take out the stony heart, Father, and that you'll give us a heart of flesh, God, a heart that's receptive, a heart that's responsive to your will, responsive to your ways, and responsive to your word, God. We heard the testimonies, oh God, and you keep manifesting yourself. You keep moving, oh God. You keep showing yourself strong and mighty, and we come back just to tell tell you thank you. You keep opening doors. You keep making ways, for you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord thy God that provided. We say thank you for providing. Thank you for the ram in the thicket, oh God. Oh God, thank you for raining down manna from heaven, oh God. Thank you for unexpected doors that you have opened. Thank you for ways that you have already made your promise to supply every need, oh God. And God, you've been faithful to your name. You've been faithful to who you say you are. And for this we glorify you, oh God. Can't no man take your place, oh God. Can't no one take your place, oh God. For you are the great I am. You are the God that ruleth in the earth, oh God. You are the God of the universe, oh God. And you are the God that sit high and look low, God. Father, we ask that you stretch forth your mighty hands upon each and every one on this prayer call on tonight, oh God. Father, we ask, and oh God, that you redeem us, oh God, that you bring us out, oh God, that you pull us out of the snares of the wicked ones, that you pull us out of the trap that the enemy is trying to set for us, oh God, that you put us out of darkness, oh God, that you pull us out of the valley now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you place our feet upon a solid rock. We ask him that you establish our goings on tonight, oh God. Father, we ask him that you direct our paths on tonight, that you order our footsteps. Father, we realize, oh God, that this is the end time, oh God. Father, you say men are going to be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. But Father, we decree and declare on tonight that we will be lovers of you, oh God. We will love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, God. For we know that he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And Father, we thank you that your love is shed abroad in our heart on tonight, oh God. Help us to walk in your love. Help us to talk in your love. Help us to live in your love. You said that the love of God is patient. The love of God is kind. The love of God is not boastful. It's not arrogant. It don't keep no records of wrong. Oh, Father, we ask that you increase our love on tonight. We ask him that you increase the love in action, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you saturate us with your love. Oh, Father, we ask that the love of God just surrounds us and molds us and shape us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, God, we ask that you drive out every spirit of hatred. We ask that you drive out every spirit of bitterness, oh God. Father, we ask that you endow us with more of your love, for faith worketh by love, oh God. And we realize that we need your love in this season. We need your love in this hour, oh God. Oh God, that the love of God will, oh God, drive out the wicked plans of the enemy. The love of God will draw even our enemies to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. You say, well, loving kindness, you're drawing us unto you, oh God. And Father, even as you endow us with your love, oh God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that it be the pure love of God, that it be genuine love, oh God, that it be holy love, that it be pure love, that it be the agape love, oh God, the unconditional love of God that sheds abroad in us and through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you for yet being God in our life. Oh, we thank you for manifesting yourself. We thank you for moving, oh God, for what the love of God, we're going to draw men, oh God. With the love of God, people are going to be delivered. With your love, oh God, people are going to be set free from the snare of the fowler, oh God, and from the noise of pestilence, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we realize, oh God, that in this season and in this moment, oh God, people are looking for genuine love, and we shall be the one. We shall stand in the gap to show that love. We shall stand in the gap to embrace people with the love of God. Oh, by shaking the unsure. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your righteousness this morning. We thank you for your grace this morning. We realize that this is the hour, oh God, where you're turning darkness into light, oh God, that you're making every rough place move and every crooked place straight. Father, we ask that you uproot, oh God, everything not of you, every spirit that's been lying dormant, every spirit that's been lingering, oh God, around us that's not of you in this season, oh God. We realize, God, that our foundation has to be on Christ, oh God, for you are the chief cornerstone, oh God. And Father, we thank you that our revelation and our knowledge, oh God, is built upon the truth, is built upon your word, is built upon holiness, is built upon righteousness, oh God. Oh Father, we ask for healing tonight, oh God. We ask for healing and deliverance and salvation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You are the God that rises, oh God, with healing in your hands. You are Jehovah, give anymore. You are the God that healeth thee, and we thank you for healing. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for bringing us out, oh God, with your outstretched arms, oh God. We thank you that our ears are in tune with your spirit, oh God, that we are not walking contrary to your will, that we are not walking contrary to your word, but God, we are walking line upon line and precept upon precept, oh God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, God, that your word is light in our path, oh God. Your word is directing us. Your word is instructing in us, oh God. In everything we say and everything that we do, oh God, we shall not be snared by the words of our tongue, oh God, but we shall proceed out of this mouth blessings, oh God. We shall proceed out of our mouth, oh God, exhortation. We shall proceed out of our mouth encouragement to men and women, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let this tongue, oh God, be sealed with the blood of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost take our tongue, oh God, that it may write on the tablets of hearts, oh God, in pureness and in genuity and in righteousness, in the name of Jesus, that it may pluck up and pluck out and root out everything that's not of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for doing it. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you that you are showing yourself strong and mighty, that you are moving on our behalf, oh God, that you are moving in the midst now, oh God. Whatever the enemy is trying to make for bad, God, we know that all things is working together for our good, oh God. We thank you that nothing is separating us from the love of God, nor height, nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come, nor principalities, powers, nor rulers of the darkness, oh God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is shed, oh God, in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your love on tonight, God. For, oh God, if it had not been for you loving us, we don't know where we would be. It's your love, oh God. It was your love that was shed on Calvary, Lord Jesus, that gave us this opportunity to come behind the veil, that gave us this opportunity to seek the Lord, that gave us this opportunity, oh God, to come boldly to your throne of grace. It was love, oh God. You say while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, Christ, for dying for us. It was your love, oh God, and we appreciate your love, Jesus. We appreciate your love on tonight. We appreciate it. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your genuineness. We thank you that the hand of the Lord is upon us, that the hand of the Lord is stretching out in us, that the hand of the Lord is moving upon us now in the name of Jesus, in every circumstance and every situation, that the love of God is driving out all evil, that the love of God is driving out all wickedness, that the love of God is driving out all unholiness, that it's your love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that's pressing on us and in us and through us, that you're compelling us, oh God, day by day and hour by hour with your love, oh God. We thank you for your compelling love. We thank you that you don't love us, oh God, the way we're supposed to be loved, but you love us greater than what we're supposed to be loved. Hallelujah. You're looking not at our shortcomings. You're looking not at our downfalls, oh God. You're looking far beyond what we can see or think, oh God, but you're looking to the depthness of our soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for looking to the depthness of our soul. We thank you for reaching out and pulling us up out of the miry clay, that you're setting our feet upon a rock, which is Jesus Christ, the sure foundation, oh God. We thank you that our foundation tonight is built on your word, that our foundation tonight is built on truth. Our foundation tonight is built on holiness. Our foundation tonight is built on righteousness. You are our rock. You are our shield. You are our buckler, oh God. Oh, Father, we deny all others. We deny all other gods, for you are the true and living God. You are the God that answers by fire. You are the wonderful maker. You are the omniscient God. You are omnipotent, oh God. There's nothing false about you. You are the true and living God. You are rising now, oh God. You are rising on our behalf, oh God. You are speaking on our behalf, oh God. You are our advocate. You are standing in the gap for us now. Oh, when we want to quit and throw up in the towel, oh God, it shall not be named among us, oh God, but you're strengthening us day by day. You're making our feet like hinds feet over all our trouble, oh God, that we will run and not be weary. We're going to walk and we're not faint, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Circumcise our heart, circumcise our will, circumcise our thoughts, circumcise our actions now in the name of Jesus. Let us be accountable. Let us be accountable. Let us be accountable and responsible, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let us be accountable. Let us be responsible in this season, oh God. Let us be accountable to your word. Let us be accountable to prayer, God. We know that prayer is bringing us out, oh God. We are calling upon you. We are asking that you show us great and mighty things that we know not of before we call, and we know that you're hearing us. And before we you answer, oh God, we know that you're yet there with us. You're yet here tonight, even on this line. Your presence is with us, oh God. We're able to discern the times, oh God. We realize, oh God, that many are falling, oh God. Many are throwing in the towel, oh God. But we ask that you strengthen our ankle bones, that we may run, oh God, and do your will, that we may do the will of the one that sent us, oh God. We thank you that there's going to be grace, oh God. We realize, oh God, that you're sending us out as sheep among the wolves, oh God. But you're equipping us with the wisdom. You're equipping us with the knowledge. You're equipping us with the right tools, the right weapons, the weapons of our warfare. We realize they are not carnal. They are not fleshly weapons, oh God, but they are mighty through God. They are mighty through you, oh God, not through us and not through the flesh, oh God, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down vain imaginations, oh God, every stronghold in our lives, oh God, every fortified place, oh God, that should not be fortified, oh God, that was been built in error, God. We ask that you demolish it. We ask that you destroy it now in the name of Jesus. Every idol that's been planted in our life, oh God, we uproot it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of covetousness that has been planted in our life, Father, we uproot it. Every false doctrine that has been planted in our life by the power and the blood of Jesus, we uproot every lie, God. In Amando Robo Shiata. Oh, you say, let every man be a liar, but let your word be true. We pluck it out. We pluck it out by the power and the blood of Jesus. Everything that's been planted in our mind, everything that's been planted in our heart that hinders, that blocks, that distracts, oh God, that stop us from going forward in you, that comes to limit us, oh God, uprooted by the power and the blood of Jesus. Dismantle it now. Destroy it. Curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. We ask that you crush it and cause it to dissolve, that there's no residue. The blood of Jesus washes the residue of the enemy, oh God. The blood of Jesus washes the residue of unforgiveness and bitterness and hurt and pain and anger and madness. Oh God, we ask that you drive it out tonight. Let it not be named among us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Drive it out of our mind. Drive it out of our will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize, oh God, that the weapons, our weapons, we're using weapons on tonight. This prayer that we are using tonight is a weapon, for one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. Oh, Father, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you are lifting up a standard. We realize that the standard of the Lord is lifted up on us, around us, in the name of Jesus, that the standard of the Lord is our hedge, that the standard of the Lord is God in us. We thank you for your standard that you're lifting up tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, throughout this city, throughout the nations, oh God. Oh God, throughout the community, oh God, we thank you that you are rising and our enemies are being scattered. Oh God, the enemy of confusion, the enemy of defeat, God, we declare that we are victorious. We declare that we are more than conquerors, oh God. We thank you that our feet are steadfast, unmovable, that they're always abounding in the works of the Lord, oh God, for we realize in this season, oh God, that you're dismantling things, oh God, that you're plucking up, you're building up, oh God, and you're tearing down, oh God. And Father, we ask that, oh God, we give you will. We give you a free invitation to come in, Spirit of the living God. Come in and search our inward being. Come in and search our heart, oh God. Search the rings of our heart, oh God. And we ask that you pull it out of us tonight. We ask that you pull it out of our mind, our soul, and our spirit, oh God, that we may set the captives free. Oh God, first deliver us, that we may deliver others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you're doing it. You're going in us. You're going in our heart. You're searching us and you're pulling us. You're pulling things out that's not of you. You're pulling it out with your hand. You're pulling it out because it's your love, oh God, that you're replacing in us in the name of Jesus. Circumcise has these hearts, God. Give us a heart transplant in the spirit, oh God. Oh God, that you can cut out and do, oh God, pull out everything that's in this heart. Pull out every negative spirit. Oh God, pull out every evil, wicked thing, oh God. Everything that's been lying dormant, that's been hidden, oh God. We thank you that you're purging us on tonight. We thank you that you're cleansing us on tonight. We thank you that you're healing us on tonight, that you're delivering, oh God, even those, oh God, as we stand in the gap, oh God, our loved ones, our family members, our enemies, oh God, throughout the community, throughout the nation, throughout the United States, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, our prayer is not just sold out to those that are on this line, oh God. Our prayer is not just geographical, but it's going from location to location, oh God, as we stand in the gap and as we intercede, those that are commanded, those that are wanting to commit suicide, oh God. Oh Father, we drive that spirit out tonight, oh God. Those that are in bondage, oh God, to pornography, we drive that spirit out tonight, oh God. We drive it out of the land, oh God. We realize one is chasing 1,000 and two is chasing 10,000, and we are putting the enemy to flight on tonight, oh God. Oh God, where he want to mix up in the mind, oh God. Oh God, where he want to saturate the people mind with filthiness and uncleanness. Father, we drive it out in the name of Jesus. We drive it out with bonds and cords of love, oh God. We drive it out in the name of Jesus, everything that's contrary to your will, everything that's contrary to your word, we drive it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we speak to the four winds of this earth, oh God. We speak to the north, south, east, and the west, oh God. Those that are in bondage, oh God. Oh, God, those that need help, oh God, and crying out, oh God. We dispatch the laborers in the vineyard, oh God, to pull them off the corners, to pull them out the drug house, to pull them out the prostitute house, to pull them out the clubs, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
pull them out now, God. Pull them in the name of Jesus. Pull them out, oh God, of bondage, oh God. Pull them out of the fear, oh God. Pull them out of everything, oh God. There's many, oh God, that's crying out for help tonight. And as we stand in the gap, oh God, we dispatch your warring angels, your ministering angels, and your guardian angels, oh God. That self-inflicted spirit, oh God. Just like the man, oh God, was in the tombs cutting himself, oh God. Oh, Father, because the spirit had possessed him, oh God, and overtaken his mind and overtaken his will. Father, somebody is crying out for help tonight. And we stand in the gap, oh God. We ask that you break the bondage, oh God. We ask that you dismantle that soul tie, dismantle the emotional soul tie, dismantle the ungodly soul tie. They're crying out, oh God, and our prayer is reaching them, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, your blood.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless your name tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this hour, that we are walking in this season and in this hour. We thank you, oh God, for the sound of deliverance, God. We thank you for your yoke-destroying power on tonight, oh God. We thank you for liberty. We thank you, God, that you are setting the captives free, God. We thank you, God, that in spite of what we see in the earth realm, Lord, that we know, God, that you are with those, oh God, that bear your name. For your word declares that I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you always, even until the end of this age. We thank you, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, when many hearts are falling with fear, God, that we can rest in you. We rest in you, the God of our salvation, our helper, our waymaker. Oh, God, you are the keeper and the lifter of our head on tonight. And so we bless you tonight for the anointing of God that is so present, that is destroying the yoke, God. Even as we're lifting up those tonight, God, that are bound in chains, oh God, those that are afflicted, Lord God, those that are going through in their emotions and in their spirits, oh God, tonight we thank you. We thank you on tonight, God, that there is an anointing that is setting them free. Father, we pray, God, against bondages, oh God. Mm.
Ekandoro shande korurande beshe. Ekandoro shande keme korurande beshe komasi. Oh God, for you said, is not this the fast that I have chosen that ye break every yoke? Ekomasi. And so God, on tonight, ekorurande beshe komasi. Oh God, bless you that the yoke is being destroyed. Ekomasande de beshe. Yandoro komande de beshe korurande beshe. Ah God, ekandoro koma. Yende de beshe korurande beshe komasi. Ah God, ekandoro koma sekende de beshe. Ah God, that the spirit of darkness tonight, ekoma sandoro koma. Ah God, ekandoro shatama se is being broken tonight. Oh God, that you are dispelling the darkness. Ekande beshe korurande. Ah God, the darkness, oh God, where men hide. Ekoma se. The darkness, oh God, where evil deeds are done. Ekorurande beshe. Ah God, that you are releasing, oh God, the light of your love, oh God, that will expose, oh God, ekorande be shekomase. Ah God, I thank you for exposure in this hour for the purpose of healing and deliverance. Oh God, there are those, oh God, that need your exposure. Ah God, they need you to expose what the devil is doing. Ekorande be she. Ah God, that he will not, God, destroy them. Ekorande. Ah God, this exposure is not for their shame or their embarrassment. But God, I believe, ekorande be she koma. Ah God, that you are exposing them to save them. Ekorande. Ah God, you are exposing them, God, to bring them out. Ekomase. Ah God, emandoro she koma. Ah God, emandoro she koma. Ah God, your word declares, ekorande. Ah God, that what some men consider to be slackness towards you, ah God, what they consider, God, it been a long time, oh God, for you to deal with sin and deal with evil deeds, ekorande boshe. Ah God, what they consider it, God, you being slack, ekomase. Your word declares that it is your long suffering towards us, that you are suffering long with us, ekomase. Ah God, that you are bearing us even now, ekorande boshe. Ah God, that your grace, ekorande. Ah God, is suffering long with us, ekorande. Ah God, for you're not willing that any should perish, oh God, but that all should come into the knowledge of the truth. And so God, tonight we're praying for divine intervention. Ah God, we're praying for divine deliverance. Ah God, we know, God, that this is the witching hour. It is the hour, oh God, ah God, when evil deeds, ekorande be shekomase, at an all time high, ekorande. But Father, I bless you on tonight that you have assembled us as your intercessors to stand in the gap, ekorande, and to pull on the heaven. And God, tonight we're pulling on the heaven, and we're asking the heaven to invade earth. We need an invasion tonight. We need you to invade the crack house tonight. Ekomase. Ah God, emandoro shekomase. Ah God, there are some prostitutes tonight that are walking on the corner. Oh God, we need a heavenly invasion. Ah kandoro shekemosha. Ah God, that the devil will not kill them. Ekorande. Ah God, he want to take them out in their sin. But tonight, we're praying for mercy. Ekomase. We're calling on the God that is mercy seated. We're calling on you tonight, ekomase, the God of mercy. We're calling on Jehovah Tiskanu, the God that is our righteousness. We're calling on Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. Our God, emandoroshe, our God, we're saying sanctify and save. We're calling on Hosanna tonight. Hosanna, our Savior, we're calling you tonight. God, they need you to rescue them from themselves. They need you to rescue them, God. Ah, God, 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 that they won't be found, they call my say, God, in the book of Matthew, God, not be ready at the day of your return, Father. We're praying tonight, God, that they call no rose. God, that those that are walking in blindness tonight, oh God, amen, God, those that are chained by evil desires, God, by the lust of their own heart, for you said, let no man say when he is tempted that he is tempted of God, but God, when we are tempted, oh God, we know, God, that it is because we are led away by our own lust. And God, there are those of us tonight that's just crying out, deliver us from our own lust, God. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from the inclination. God, to fail you again. God, we failed you too many times. We know what it's like to fail you time after time. And so, God, we need you to interrupt some cycles, some behaviors. God, if you don't do it, oh God, too many will open up their eyes in the hell. Your word declares, except you shorten the day of your return, even the very elect shall be deceived. Oh God, for we know that you are still coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. God, your word declares, God, that you're coming with your fan in your hand and that you're going to thoroughly purge your floor. God, you're going to purge us out. And so tonight we just cry out, purge us with hiss of God. Wash us that we might be clean. God, don't leave us like this. Don't leave us in the shape that we're in. Oh God, oh God, mando rosha ma, yande be shekoma si andorosha. Ah, God, we need your deliverance. This nation needs your intervention. We need you, oh God. Ekoma se ekoma satande de be shekoma. Yandorosha de kemo shande ya. Yekona mo shatande de be sheha. We need you to shake our intercessors tonight. Ekoma se shake those, oh God, that are sleeping when they should be praying. Shake those, oh God, that are distracted when they should be watching. God, we're praying for the watchmen on the wall tonight. God, we're praying, oh God, we're praying, oh God, that you will revive their spirit. Oh God, God, that they will get back into position. Oh God, oh God, too much is happening around us. And Father, that you would make us sensitive again, oh God, to those that are around us. God, that you would give us the intercessor's heart. Oh God, those that know how to labor and pray. Oh God, God, those that would be like those wailing women, the Bible declares. God, that they take up a wailing that our eyes might gush out with water. God, those that know how to bear, oh, long in prayer. God, that know what to say. God, that it'll cause our eyes to gush out with water. God, that it'll cause us to repent, that it'll bring us into prayer. God, we need those that can trigger the intercession on the inside of us. I pray pray tonight, Ekorande. I got for those, oh God, Ekemoshande. I God that would cause us to want to cry out. Ekandoroshande. Raise up preachers. Ekandorande once again. I God that would provoke us to cry out to God. Ekandorokoma. I pray, God, Ekandorande be shekoma. That we will be silent no more. God, we've been silent too long. But Father, I pray let there be an outcry. Oh, God, God, our nation needs an outcry. God, we need to cry out in our streets. We need to cry out in our government. We need the kind of cry, God, that the children of Israel had back in Egypt. Oh, God, the kind of cry, oh, God, that gets your attention. The kind of cry, God, that will make you look down from heaven and remember your promise. We need the kind of cry, oh, God, that will trigger you to remember. I, God, every promise you made. The kind of cry, oh, God, that would cause you to remember the promise you made to a mother. Ah, God, Ekando Roche, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Ah, God, somebody's daughter needs to cry out from the crack house, oh God, and call you to remember the covenant that you made with their parents. Ah, God, Ekando Roche, somebody's husband needs to cry out, oh God, to call you to remember the promise you made, God, to the wife. Oh God, how so that, oh wife, that you might sanctify your husband. Our God, we need an outcry in the street. Our God, we need an outcry. Our God, let us be silent no more. I pray, let our heart cry out. Let us cry out of our situation. Our God, that you might from heaven and remember your covenant. Oh God, for you're not the kind of God that breaks covenant. You're not the kind of God that breaks his promise. Oh, God, your covenant will get your attention. Ah, God, and we can't get you to do anything else. God, we know we can get you to keep your word. I cannot run, they say. Ah, my God, it can be Sunday. Ah, God, it cannot run, they say. Help us, God, to recall to your mind the thing you promised us. It can be Sunday. Our God, you made us some promises. Oh, God. And so it is those promises tonight, oh, God, that we are asking you to remember. Remember every promise, oh, God, that you have made to our family. Remember the promises that you made to us. For every promise in you is yes and amen to the glory of God. Oh God, oh God, hallelujah. We're going to ask you now, just begin to open up your mouth. Oh God, oh God, oh God, that you might get him to remember the promise that he made to you. Hey, that you might get him to remember the covenant in God's day that he has with you. In God's day, that he would have to cry out, oh my day, oh my day, that he would have to cry out to you, oh my day, oh my day. And you remember what he said to you, that he might save your whole household. Oh, that he might heal your body. Remember what you said he would do. God, we can't stand on the good deeds that we've done for our own righteousness. darkness is still as a filthy rag. God, we remind you of your word. We need your promise to shake our family member. We need that promise tonight. We need you to break something in them. We need that promise to call them out of their sin and out of shame and darkness. We need the promise of the love of God. To visit our nation. For your promise saying that you so love the world. God, you love the world. God, remember that. Remember your word, oh God. That you did not come for the righteous, but you came to call the sinners to repentance. Remember that, God. Remember what you said and call my say. God, that you might execute your word and call my say. God, that you might make haste to perform it and call my say.
Thank you.
Oh, God, let there be an outcry.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let that cry come out. Oh, Shama.
Yes,
Lord. I come to hear a real outcry. Yes, Lord. Shama.
Jesus.
Oh God, my God. You love the world. You love us. Thank you, God. And so, God, save us from ourselves. Save us from ourselves, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. From the wickedness, God, that fills our community. From the evilness that fills our heart, God, save us from ourselves. God, we cannot pray for you to judge us. What sense would that make? We need your mercy. Hallelujah. Oh God, we need your mercy. We need your hand of grace.
Yes,
God, your people need you.
Yes, God.
We need you to be mercy seated. My God. Thank you, Lord. So we intercede tonight, God. Oh God, for your mercy. We know what we deserve. Hallelujah. We know what we deserve. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we know what should become of us.
Yes.
Oh God, We know, oh God, that there is a remnant. God, you know who we are.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. God, keep us, keep our minds, keep our hearts, keep our spirits, oh God. And keep us in the place of watching and praying.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God,
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that the things that we see in this hour, the things we know must happen, the things we know must come. Oh, God, that in the midst of it, God, that there can be a cry.
Jesus.
Oh, God, that souls might be saved. Oh, God, give them a desire for you. Thank you, Lord. I pray a desire. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. They need to desire you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord. Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, they need to want you. Oh, God, they're wanting so many other things. Father, I pray, cause them to want you.
Yes.
Oh, God, they came to Roma. Oh, God, it could my say change the appetite. It could
yes, Lord.
God, change us. It could my see.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Change these desires, yes, these appetites for the things of the world. Oh, God,
yes.
We now have
Hallelujah.
God, it could my say. And cause us, oh, God, to have
Hallelujah.
A desire for you. It could my say.
Yes, Lord.
Change the appetite, God. Interrupt. We need divine interruption. We need a divine interruption, God.
In the name of Jesus.
We need you to bring the spirit of mediocrity in us. Hallelujah. God, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We must keep praying because even if we look at our own families, hallelujah, and the percentage of those that are in our families that are saved, my God, we need God's grace extended in the earth.
Yes.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
There are too many. Hallelujah. If we just look at the percentage just in our own family line, we don't even go outside of our family into our community. If we honestly look at our family line, the percentage of people in our family that are not saved, we need the hand of God to be with us. We need the God of grace and the God of mercy, Jesus.
Yes.
We need his intervention.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to continue to suffer long.
God.
My
Jesus.
God,
thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because even if we pay attention to what Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah, my God, hallelujah, he got down to 10, hallelujah. He got all the way down to 10. He said, God, if there be 10 righteous in the city, will you not spare it? And the Lord says, yes. If I find 10 righteous, but God did not spare the city, my God, that only leads us to know that there were not 10 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus, there were not 10. Hallelujah, because God is not a man that he should lie.
Jesus.
And so he said, if there be 10, I will spare the city.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
My God.
Jesus.
He only brought out Lot's family. That was not 10,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
The son-in-laws wouldn't even come. The son-in-laws would not even come. There was not 10 righteous in that city. Hallelujah. My God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We have got to pray for our family, hallelujah, that they might pray for their friends, hallelujah, my God. That there might be a breakout, that there might be an increase, that God might not destroy the land.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We cannot stop praying. Hallelujah, my God. In the whole city. My God. And now we're living in a day and in an hour when we don't even know if 10% of our congregation is truly in the right position with the Lord. These are the days that we are living in. These are truly the hours that we are living in. Hallelujah. So we have got to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. For the grace of God. We need his intervention.
Yes, Lord.
We need his intervention.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sin of man lie? If the righteous scarcely be saved, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
This is our reality. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And people are denying the faith every day. Those who once walked with the Lord, hallelujah, are abandoning their faith every day. Hallelujah. At an alarming rate, the spirit of apostasy is hitting our churches. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We must pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Much intercession must be made.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for we do not know the hour for the coming of the Son of Man. But even as we read tonight, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Two shall be in the field. One will be taken and another left. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Lord. We bless him for it tonight. We thank him for his spirit. We thank him for the spirit of intercession and the spirit of prayer. We thank him for every intercessor that's on this line. We thank him for every person that is represented. We thank the Lord for the testimony that we have heard tonight. We thank the Lord for what he is doing in the lives of the believers. And we thank him that he continues to lead us down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Thank you, Lord. We are preparing to close our prayer tonight, but before we close it, we want to see if there's anyone that has anything they want to share. Hallelujah. If there is a closing prayer request that we could that you can share in the ear of those who are on the line, that we will make sure that we keep lifted up before the Lord, before you. That we'll keep lifted up before the Lord on your behalf. Hallelujah. Even though we have ended the call, if there's anyone that wants to share any prayer concerns or share anything before we end the call tonight, the lines are open. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I do. This is Sister Claire Dern again. I have my granddaughter because of my daughter. Went to the school and jumped on my granddaughter. So she went to court, and they offered her 2 years in prison. And I have two more other grandkids. And I just want to ask you all to pray for my daughter that she don't have to go to prison, that I have to be raising two more kids.
My Lord. Jesus. My God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Jesus. What's your daughter's name, Claire? Thank you, Lord.
Michelle.
Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you now for Michelle right now, God. Father, we ask you, oh, God, that you would look on her even now, God. And, God, we cannot come to you in her righteousness, God. We come to you, oh, God, in the weakness of her flesh, God. We come to you, oh, God. Oh, God, asking you to have mercy on her, oh, God. Oh, God, you know the condition of her mind. You know the state of her being, God. You know the state of her emotions, God. You know where she is, Father. And, God, we thank you on tonight because we cannot, God, call out her righteous traits before you, God. But we can pull on tonight is your righteousness and your goodness. We can pull on your mercy tonight and call out the And Father, we're asking, oh God, tonight that if it is your will, oh God, that you can allow the court to grant her mercy. And God, that there are diversion programs, God, that you can lead her to of low self-esteem.
God, that they will not have to battle with identity crisis. And so we're asking you to come in and intervene. We're asking you, God, to repair the breach. We're asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of discord, oh God, that has been operating, and God, that you would step in, oh God, and that you would heal them. Heal this family. Heal this family. God, heal every womb. Every womb, God, that the daughter has experienced from her father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Impossible, who can we bring them to? Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God will test the things that men want. God will love the ones that others want. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that we have no control, God, over who you love. And we have no control over, God, who you deliver. God, you are God by yourself. Thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. We listen for it. And we trust it for it. Thank you, Lord, that he'll do what's right by her. Hallelujah. That's all he can do. God will do what's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's all God knows how to do. Hallelujah. So whatever he elects to do, it is right. And it is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he knows the ending from the beginning. We have asked him. Hallelujah, my God. And we have placed her before him. And we trust his wisdom. We trust whatever the Lord will do. And rest in whatever the answer of the Lord will be. For he is perfect in his judgment and in his wisdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is perfect. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any other prayer requests or any other statements that anyone wants to make as we prepare to close this call tonight? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Was there someone speaking or just something we overheard in the background?
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Well, amen. If there are no more prayer concerns or any other statements that need to be made, I want to thank you all again tonight. I wanted to make sure that I did not hold you all too late tonight. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you again for joining us tonight during this time of intercessory prayer. Let's remember to pray one for another, to continue to pray for those who are in chains, incarcerated, those who are dealing with situations of shame and embarrassment, asking the Lord himself to intervene. God will always do what's right. All we can do is ask. He knows what's right. So never be ashamed to ask God for anything, my Lord. Hallelujah. Because in the end, hallelujah, God will do what is right, because he alone knows the heart of man, and he knows what they can handle and what they can't handle. But there is no harm in asking God for mercy. There is no harm in that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. And God specializes in things that seem impossible. Thank you, Lord. And God is not offended by us asking him to deal with those issues that may be shameful or embarrassing. Thank you, Lord. God specializes in our trouble. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. We've got to sit at the feet of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's always room there. Hallelujah. There's always a place for us right there. Hallelujah. That we can go without shame, because he rent the veil for us. He gave us access. Hallelujah. He wants us there with whatever we carry. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Jesus wants us right there. Hallelujah. Let him decide what our fate and their fate will be. My God, but I am like David. I would rather be in the hand of God, for with him I might find mercy, Jesus, than in the hand of men. Jesus, I would rather be in the hand of God, for peradventure, David said, he might find mercy with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. He may grant me mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So it is him that I seek, no matter what choices I make. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we bless him again tonight for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this call. Let's remember to keep each other in prayer, to continue to pray for this nation. Remember, Monday is our very first total eclipse in, oh, God, I can't even remember how many years it has been since there has been a total eclipse. My God, Monday is the day of the great divide. Symbolically, prophetically, it is speaking, my God. That's why we must pray. We must push, because God has given us a prophetic illustration on Monday with the solar eclipse. My God, hallelujah, we must be watching. He's given us so many prophetic illustrations in our government. We see it in our communities. There are prophetic illustrations all around us every day. But now he's allowing them to scream out at us. These prophetic illustrations, you've got to literally be deaf not to hear them and blind not to see them. So let's remember to keep ourselves positioned in prayer and pay attention to what is happening. This total eclipse, my God, the great divide is going straight from the west to the east. It's going straight across. Hallelujah. Jesus. My God. God is up to something. He's speaking to those of us who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. My God, through prophetic illustration, let's not miss what God is saying. Let's keep our ears open to the Spirit of the Lord. He's always used illustrations. He's always used that. He used the wheel in the middle of the wheel. My God, he showed them the potter's house. He broke the vessel. God has always used prophetic illustrations. So now we have to say, God, what are you saying? Hallelujah. What are you saying to us? Let's be like the prophets of old. Don't miss the signs. Don't miss the prophetic illustration and not ask the question. Ask God the question, what are you saying, God? Hallelujah. What are you saying? And then in 7 more years, there will be another eclipse. It never happens that quickly. God, what are you saying to us? 7 years after this will be another eclipse. God, what is the message? What is the message? Hallelujah. For I, the Lord, shall do nothing except I reveal it unto my servant, the prophet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go in peace. The Lord be with you. This concludes our time of intercession for tonight. Good night. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.